Hi, my name is Renee Carlton, and I am a professor at the University of Southern Queensland in Australia, and I am here with some of my great friends from my former physics class 180B, the group Carl, because we were the best, and we are actually gathered to discuss the topic of stem cell research. So do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Karen Schoenberg. I'm a doctor at Stanford University, and I'm head of obstetrics.
Hi, I'm Dr. Thornquist, and I am a veterinarian teaching at UC Davis.
Hello, I'm Lauren Gambetta, and I'm a nurse at Scripps Hospital here in San Diego.
Hi, my name is Cameron Nisus. I work in emergency medicine at USC.
Hi, my name is Laura Piper. I'm from the animal training department here at SeaWorld San Diego. And it's so great to see you all again.
Yay. Okay, so shall we start the discussion? So I just think it's really cool that we have stem cells in our bodies.
And it's crazy because we know that they all start identical in the beginning.
Yeah, it's because they develop into specific parts of the body, such as nerve cells, muscle cells, or any tissues in the body.
So how can we use this knowledge that stem cells can turn into any type of cell?
Well, Cameron, I'm sure you see people come into the ER every day with spinal cord injuries, and stem cells is actually a leading treatment in motor dysfunctions.
Actually, I had a really close friend have a snowboarding accident, and he broke his back and was paralyzed from the waist down. But after he went to China, because he had to go to China to have stem cells implanted since they weren't allowed to do that procedure here in America, right after the surgery, he had a feeling in his calves and even more feeling in his thighs. And as of now, he has full use of his thighs, and he is gaining even more use of his calves, which is amazing. And he's recovering at great rates, and he's most likely going to end up walking again, which is amazing.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because today in equine medicine, stem research is a really hot topic, because racehorses today are having a lot of problems as they get older with their joints and their ligaments, and their walking is becoming affected quite a bit, and through it, we're trying to find different methods to help them at this time, and a really popular way is physical therapy. But in chronic conditions, physical therapy isn't making a difference. But stem cells from fatty tissue are currently showing an 85% difference in only 12 months.
As a nurse, I see many patients coming in with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. And more recently, there's been an increase in the number of people with diabetes. And these diseases affect their whole life. And the treatments we have for them right now are not as effective as we would like. So it's very important that we find new and improved treatments, such as the use of stem cells. And this will produce cures to these diseases and give these patients a chance to live their normal lives again.
Well, in cardiac medicine, some recent research shows hope for people that have had heart attacks resulting in heart muscle damage. By placing stem cells directly into the damaged cells, it actually has produced results that shows regrowth to the damaged area. People that have had massive heart attacks can actually have a normal functioning heart with the help of stem cells.
Well, in the marine mammal research world, we currently have programs that are working on the spermatogangial stem cell, which has a possibility of increasing male fertility for marine mammals. Now, this could definitely benefit a lot of the endangered species we have, such as the Florida manatee, which the numbers are currently dropping a lot. In fact, out in the ocean right now, there's only about 3,000 left, actually. So that stem cell research is just definitely going to help out in that case.
Okay. Speaking of reproduction, Karen, I know that you specialize in obstetrics, and I was wondering if you could possibly elaborate on the retrieval and usage of stem cells in children and infants.
Embryonic stem cells are one of our main sources of stem cells, and we retrieve these by using the umbilical cord or actually going in and getting them from the embryos. This is actually a kind of controversial issue, so we'll talk about this a little bit later. Stem cell recovery is not being used as much in infants. It's more being used in older patients, but when it is used with infants, it's usually degenerative diseases. And the only problem with this is, since most of the time it is embryonic cells, it's harder to get grants and funding and permission to actually do these projects.
Clearly, from the discussion going on today, we all support the research of stem cells for the benefit of humans and animals alike. However, in today's society, there are still many people who oppose stem cell research due to their own personal ethical issues. So it will be a difficult road.
You're right, and it is going to be a hard road to advance in research, and the research is going to be hard, and it's going to take a long time, and there will be problems with it. But I think we can all agree that the positive outweighs the negative, and there are so many benefits that come from stem cell research that it's almost vital that we continue in it. So I'm really happy with our discussion, you guys, though, and I want you guys to know that I had a great time, and I'm so happy that I got to see you again, and I cannot wait for our future discussion in December on global warming. All right, well, I will see you all later, and I hope you enjoyed. Bye.